This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.
One, two, three, go! Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sports Schools Podcast, brought to you by Spur. I'm Alex White. Now, at the start of May this year, 192 teams from 111 schools are going to be heading to Diamantfeld in Kimberley for the 2024 ABSA Wilderklauwe Tournament. And to build up to that, to get all the insights and get us ready for it, I have a fantastic panel with me on today's show. They're going to introduce themselves and we're going to start on the side of the table with Cassie.
Hi Alex, Cassie Carstens from Wilderklauwe, ABSA Wilderklauwe now, and I was part of the tournament since 2009.
Thank you. Hi Alex, I'm Machie du Plessis and I'm the netball manager for ABSA Wilderklauwe ever since.
Awesome, and Doc?
Hi Alex, I'm Thomas September, I'm from ABSA. We are the main sponsor of the ABSA Wilderklauwe tournament.
Great, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We're really going to dive into the tournament, what it's all about and what we can expect from this year. But I think just to start off, a bit of the history, how Wilderklauwe came about. I think, Cassie, we can start with you to just go back a couple of years where it all began.
Alex, yeah, we were fortunate. We started in 2009 at Paul Gymnasium with 12 teams. It was Then after that, 12 rugby teams. Then we moved to Afrikaans Hoërskool School in Pretoria. That year we brought the netball with us. And 2011, 2012 was at Diamantfeld. 2013 at Maritzburg College. And since then in Kimberley, hosted by Diamantfeld High School, Newton Primary School for the primary tournament, the soccer Kimberley Boys High at SBU, Salt Lake University. This is our 14th year, actually 16 minus the 2 years of COVID, so it's the 14th year that we're presenting it and the 11th year at Diamantfeld and in Kimberley.
And something I find so interesting about the tournament is that it's expanded from starting with rugby to now include netball and football. Machie, you've been involved with the netball. How special is it to be part of this amazing tournament?
It is indeed special. In 2010, we started off with the netball, which was hosted at Afrikaans Hoërskool School in Pretoria. And we also started off with 12 teams only. And then as the interest grew, our sports dynamic is magnificent in South Africa, especially school sports. So we are now at 14 netball schools, first teams, as well as 14 under-16 teams, which we have included for the last 3 years.
It's fantastic, especially with the Netball World Cup last year and the huge momentum we have for the sport in South Africa. It's one of the biggest sports on Super Sports Schools. I'm really excited for it this year. Thomas, I'm going to come to you because obviously ABSA putting backing behind this tournament. There's so many sports festivals and tournaments in South Africa for school sport. Why Wilderklauwe for ABSA?
Yeah, and thanks, Alex. And I think, as Cassie said, this tournament has been running for a while, since 2009. And as ABSA, we got involved around 2020. And due to COVID, obviously those 2 years, you know, the tournament was not on. But I think for us as ABSA, it's really an opportunity for us to ensure that the young people can showcase their talents and to work with the Wilderklauwe group that has the same vision. It's important for us to join forces and make sure that we unearth the talent that we see in schools. And it's also a good opportunity for the Kimberley area for economic growth, as this tournament brings a lot of people to come through at that time.
You talk about the economic growth for Kimberley. I think last year over 28,000 people came to Kimberley for the tournament, and we're going to expect numbers in the tens of thousands again this year. I think that's something that makes Wilderklauwe quite unique. But Cassie, if you can comment on anything else that sets Wilderklauwe apart.
Yeah, just on the economic injection, you know, the Northern Cape is a vast province. I think it's 60, 70% of the whole of South Africa. So when you start getting in from Victoria West, from Warrenton, from Bloemhof, Boshoff, you enter the Northern Cape. And the economic injection last year was between 150 million, 170 million rand for Kimberley and the Northern Cape. So that's huge for the tourism as well. And this year we've got a good program. I think we're going to cater for everything. It's not actually a tournament. It's an event. that we host, with the primary schools that starts on the 24th, with rugby and netball, as well as invitational tournaments from the Northern Cape, teams from the Northern Cape, that we do in conjunction with the Department of Sport, Department of Education, as well as the federations. So we give opportunity to the schools in the vast area as well to come and participate with the assistance of APSA. And then the invitational tournament for under 19s is on the 29th, the 30th, and the 1st, and then the senior tournament starts on the 1st. This year we've got Spoegwolf as well at the tournament on the 3rd, which is, I think, going to be a huge attraction. And then we've got a direct broadcast, K&B, we call it, Kubus and Brighton, on the Friday evening with approximately 800 guests. That's going to be live broadcasted from the convention centre in Kimberley. So something to look forward to.
And talking about those extra events that are going to be taking place with the tournament, you mentioned the Friday evening, that's the 3rd of May, and then also Spoegwolf. So just to dive a bit more into that, and what's so exciting about that?
Well, Spoegwolf, you can imagine, that's one of the big bands or in South Africa, bringing them to Kimberley for the first time. With all these participants and officials, you know, we're talking about 4,585 participants and officials that's going to attend. So we cater for the players, the officials, but we also cater for the spectators to come and have a look at a live performance of a broadcast at with SuperSport Schools, and that includes a soccer segment, a netball segment, sport personalities. I think it's going to be a nice event.
Yeah, and what you've both said, or actually what you've all spoken about, is the impact that it has on young sports people and what they're going to be getting out of it. But, I mean, Thomas, ABSA supporting this fantastic initiative and helping bring it to life, but obviously ABSA is also getting exposure with all these people that we're hearing are there. What are you looking as a brand to get out of Wildeklauwe, and what's special about being exposed in this way?
Yeah, and I've heard that this tournament has produced, you know, about 20 Springboks. So I think for the youth, it's a huge attraction to come, you know, to the spot. But I think as a brand, that's the story that we want to tell, to say a tournament of this nature can actually produce, you know, people that can go globally and compete, you know, in a global scale. And I think for that, it also, because we as APSA, we say we are people of storytellers. We want to tell a beautiful story, you know, around that. But that brings us to the ROI that you were talking about. You know, this whole thing of the people from the rural areas or from places like Kimberley who comes into this stage, and they get exposure, you know, to coaches, they get exposure to mentors, they get exposure to a whole lot of resources that we put, you know, around this tournament. And then with that, we ensure that we empower them. And that's what we are about, you know, as APSA. Obviously, we get exposure around it, but it also, it's a community boost.
It's about the community. It's about exposure. Mahi, for netball, exposure is very important as a sport that's growing in South Africa very quickly. What does that mean as someone who's been involved in the sport and seen it grow?
Absolutely. As you know, netball is definitely the biggest women's sport in South Africa. They have the numbers to prove that. If you think about our team's performance in the world rankings, they ended up sixth, but that's not where we're going to stick. So these things inspire young players. We have the best of the best in Kimberley at the APSA Wildeklauwe netball tournament. They see role models. We have two personalities there that all these young players know about. And I think they can still dream, I want to wear green and gold someday. I want to represent my country overseas. And some Netball South Africa, who has now proclaimed that they are becoming professional, I mean, what better inspiration do you want to give to young girls in South Africa?
It's absolutely fantastic, and there are a whole lot of teams coming to compete in it. Can you give us the exact number of teams coming for netball?
The first teams, the under 18th or under 19th, then they are 14 teams, and we have 14 in the under 16 age group.
And it's fantastic that it spans those two age groups as well. So you get real progression through the years. People can come back, experience the whole event more than once. But like I said at the start, 192 teams, 111 schools. Those are some crazy numbers, Cassie.
Yeah, we've got 18 under 30 netball teams as well.
As well.
Sorry,
Mike. I remember.
And then the six invitational netball teams as well. Yeah, so it's I think it's a huge compliment for APSA being part of, as our title sponsor, to assist financially. It's a huge burden. You can think for yourself the cost implication. We've got some of the top referees, officials in South Africa that comes to the tournament. At the netball, you've got A-graded, SAA-graded referees. At the rugby, you've got 12, 16 of the best up-and-coming referees in South Africa. The soccer, exactly the same, with DSAC and with SAFA as well. So, yes, great opportunity for everyone, strength versus strength, and we're looking forward to the tournament.
And with that sort of number of teams and 111 schools, how does the selection, the invitation, how do you get to these numbers? Because obviously, as much as we'd love to have everyone, it's just simply not possible. Kimberley splits at the seams as it is already for this tournament. So how does that process work?
Okay, you go.
From the netball side, the under 16 group comes really from the previous year's KMUTSEPE champion. So the first 14 teams that end up in the national championships, they are invited. If any of them cannot compete for whatever reason, then we go to the next one. For the first teams, it's not that easy. You know that we use younger players in schools' first teams as well, and we rely on the South African Schools Netball Championships, the results there. And then we also have a certain ethic that we'd like to keep in APSA Wildeklaver. And that's for the schools that really started off with this. And that's now 14 years ago. So we always have a certain place that we would like them to still keep on competing, but they need to deliver. So we have been changing for 3 times now. We've changed the selection group. And after this tournament, we will definitely make a new selection again.
It's amazing that different teams are able to experience this, and so many of them, and that it is competitive to be involved. Cassie, for rugby, football?
Yeah, rugby is more or less the same. Rugby, we use a system. There's about 5 or 6 platforms, websites, the different websites use. So we combine all of that, and we do our own grading system. But we also take into consideration what happened 2-3 years ago, because you've got the under-16s that would be strong and coming to the forward now. So that's also a system that we utilize. Then obviously, unofficially, there's a grading system, what we do. But then there's also schools that we do invite, but has got other verpligtinge for them, some of the bigger private schools that we invite, but being the same time as what Grey PE's tournament is, I think Weinberg this year is 175 years. So, it's a big cost for the schools to attend all the festivals, all the tournaments. So we go along a grading system. If a school cannot participate, we take the next one. This year we've got 26 senior schools, of which 2 is from overseas. The one is Kirkham Grammar, which is now number 6 or 8 in the world, I think, from Preston, UK. And the other one is St. John's Boys from Hamilton. And we invited them. They're playing. We're looking forward to that, to compete against overseas teams. And the soccer, interesting, we started with 16 teams in 2020. We're up to 20 teams now. Same concept. We're trying to get the best schools there to participate. Those that cannot participate, we take the next level of schools. So that's more or less the criteria.
Fantastic. And I think it's nice to have that transparency, but also to hear that schools do make an effort to attend. And it's very exciting that we have international teams participating this year. One of the episodes of the show that we're going to do later on in the year will hopefully be with some representatives from those teams to find out what it's like to face South African schools on South African soil. I was obviously talking to Thomas earlier about what it means to support this event. There are other sponsors involved, and I hear there's quite an interesting prize this year that some of the schools across the country can get involved with, and you don't have to be participating. So I think we're all excited to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Reynold SA came on board. They were last year as well, part of it. But this year they came on with a mission. So we've got a Reynold Kiga that will be up for grabs with a competition that will start in this week over the 89 franchise or dealerships across South Africa. TLCs will apply. We will get it on our platform, social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, as well as on Supersport Schools as well for the guys to enter. The live draw will be the Saturday the 3rd at approximately 5 o'clock on the field. And then there's another competition also for a rental that a school can utilize for a year with the most entries. Obviously, you must be 18, you must take the car for a test drive anywhere in South Africa, and we'll close the competition on the 3rd, and maybe if it's a guy from outside or wherever, we'll try and get him in to hand over the car on the 3rd on the field with a school that wins. So, very exciting.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And obviously, these big festivals, tournaments, events, they can't happen without the sponsors. And Thomas, obviously, APSA being a sponsor, we've discussed that a little bit. But I'm interested to hear what you're just looking forward to in general, in terms of the sport, what you are excited to see come out of Wildeklaver this year.
Yeah, I think fantastic, like we spoke about, you know, the young talent that's going to be showcased. I think it's one of the things that we are looking forward to. But also, you know, the businesses around Kimberley, like I mentioned before, the boost that, you know, the tournament is going to bring about. And it's always a flagship, you know, for Kimberley in our calendar as well. It's such an exciting time, you know, for APSA, you know, to be participating in the tournament. So we are looking forward to that. And also we invite prominent clients. Some of the APSA executives are going to be also, you know, coming down to the tournament in Kimberley. The who's in the business will also be, you know, in and around, you know, the area. And a lot of people can interact with those people. So that's quite exciting. And I know our partners from Wildeklaver as well have invited some prominent guests. So I'm looking forward to see who we bump into in the tournament. And then we can do more business.
Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast. Spurs got the breakfast you're looking for. Cheese griller breakfast? Got it. Avon toast? Got that too. Carb conscious option? You bet. We have 15 delicious breakfasts for you to choose from till 11 every morning. Like our Unreal breakfast with 2 rashers of crispy back bacon, 2 large eggs, golden chips, grilled tomato, toast, and jam for just $56.90. T's and C's apply. Get up now. Spur, people with a taste for life. Bringing you the sport you care about the most, this is the Super Sports Schools Podcast.
I really get from you is that it's about the community in Kimberley, but it brings people from around the country together. And I haven't been to a Wildeklaver before. Obviously, I know quite a bit about it from all of you and from Super Sports Schools. But for someone who hasn't attended, hasn't watched it, to get across the kind of the scale, the enormity of it, what really happens in Kimberley over those few days? Because every single hotel, every single guest house is fully booked. The town is packed. People have to stay in Bloem and commute in to take part and watch and all of that. So I think just from each of you, the enormity, the scale, what makes it so special, bringing this community together to paint the picture for someone who's just never been there, never watched, to prepare them for what's coming?
I've been involved as a principal with the Wildeklaver since 2010, 2011. Before I became a principal of Hoërskool Water Club, I was also involved at AFIS, Afrikaans Hoërskool School in Pretoria, with the Wildeklaver tournament itself. And as from 2006, 2007, I also served on the EXCO committee for the Wildeklawe, then the Wildeklawe tournament. And as from last year, 2023, I'm the chairperson for the AXA Wildeklawe school sports tournament. From the organizing the media till the medical staff, the security involved, the planning for the teams itself. Cassie Carstens, our operational manager, I don't think he even sleeps 2 hours a night. He's working full time on the tournament itself. And from the APSA side also, the media personnel involved, just to coordinate everything during the festival and the tournament itself. So it starts normally a week after the tournament finished or finishes, then it starts off, I think, the first planning for the next year. So it's a whole year tournament, and it involves a lot of people working 6-7 days a week just to make sure that everything is in place for the tournament. Last year, we had more than 28,000 visitors to the tournament itself. So it was quite respectable. We see 28,000 people, and all the arrangements for them, even where they stay, where they eat, what they do for the sportsmen and women as well. So everything that's need to be organized to make this a success. It's quite a huge task. And I think we have to honor especially Cassie Carstens for doing that.
Okay, if I can speak from a netball side, a parent is a wonderful thing. And a parent only sees her or his child in front of him. And I think for parents to really come on board and do whatever they do to make sure that their girl, their daughter, has this opportunity. You know, we speak about the economy and all these aspects, but if you think that many of these top players are looking for bursaries, they are looking for sponsorships, they want to study somewhere in South Africa. Scouting also takes place, so good varsities come around. They have a look at what is there to offer. Even in the under-16 age group, that's a fantastic time to sort of start your development with younger players or getting interaction. So apart from getting there, watching netball on a magnificent scale, seeing some of the best first teams in the country at this stage, I think you need to be in Kimberley from the 1st to the 4th of May, 2024.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited that I'm going to be there for my first APSA Wildeklawe. Cassie, from your side?
Yeah, just briefly, you know, when you talk about schools and school sport, you normally focus on the under 19, the first teams. But for the parent and for the spectators and the family, the under 13 guys just right. as... important as what is the first team. So we cater for the primary schools, invitational teams, under 14, under 15, as Machi said, under 16, under 19, the soccer. So grandpas, grandmothers, parents, everybody comes down. We've got more than 600 hours on Super Sport channels that all the teams, all the games will either be streamed or live broadcast. We've got the final of the netball on the 4th at approximately 3:15. That is normally a highlight. The courts are packed. We've got the soccer final from 4:00 at SBU. And so, yeah, for the first time, we've got we're going to have a magnificent or a exceptional opening ceremony on the 1st. We've got two very big screens that's up. We've got LED boards of about 100 meters on the fields. So, yeah, you can look forward to a great tournament.
I think the LED boards, as someone really interested in tech, that gets me excited. 100 meters, you were talking to me about it earlier. I can't wait to see that. That's something that's quite unique as well to Wilderklaver. So I'm excited to see that and hopefully watch some cool replays. Just before we get into the quiz of this part of the show, just the actual sport. I spoke to Thomas a bit about what he's excited to see, but from a sporting front, from each of you, some of the action, what are you looking forward to? Any particular schools that are coming for the first time you're excited to see? Maybe not, but just something sport-wise that you're excited for.
We need a new winner at the soccer. Harte is Louis Botha. All the teams are gunning for them, number one. Then if you look at the rugby, the fixtures that we did last year, I think looking at the North-South, looking at the festivals, I think we've got a great lineup. We've got teams that never play, has got the opportunity to play against each other at inter-schools or like that. So the opportunity for the top schools to perform against each other is obviously yearly a big attraction. And as I said, the event is going to be there. One or two surprises that we won the World Cup. So maybe there's one or two surprises. There won't be two helicopters as last year. We're looking at something else. But otherwise, if you're going to miss it or don't look on TV, you'll miss something for sure.
Well, South Africa is based on, it seems to me, north and south. And that's it. So I'm looking forward to seeing some other areas that really come to the front. At this stage, Gauteng schools are really performing extremely well. But the Cape schools, the Western Cape especially, and the Winelands, they are knocking on the door. So I think we would like to see the best win. And that's the end of the story. Netball must be the champion. Sportsmanship must be what we're gaining towards that. Respect for players, for co-players, respect for other schools, respect for teams, respect for your coaching team. That's also part of what APSA Wilderklaver stands for.
Awesome. And that in the football, the rugby and the netball, looking forward to some tightly contested games and some great sport. And then Thomas, just from you, any last words before we head over to the quiz?
No, I've heard that there's biggest rivalries in these schools. So what we're looking forward to is to see, you know, may the best, you know, team win. And as Mahi said, you know, there is lots and lots of talent. And, you know, it will be good to see those ones that are knocking in the door, giving the others, a right for their money. So it will be nice to see that.
Absolutely. It sounds like all three of you are excited. And as you're also involved, I'm sure it's going to be a busy couple of weeks as we head to the tournament, the event, all of it taking place and the controlled chaos in Kimberley as everyone descends on what's usually a much quieter town, but it's all going to be taking place on Super Sport Schools, like Kasi mentioned, streamed and then also broadcast on Channel 216. But now to end off the show, like we always do on the Super Sport Schools podcast, it's time for the quiz. I think we'll do it slightly differently today, since you've all worked as a team to help bring Wilderklaver together in the different ways that you are involved. We're going to let you compete as the Wilderklaver team. It's going to be 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Which company is the headline sponsor of Wilderklaver 2024?
APSA Wilder.
Correct. Which South African golfer most recently won the Masters?
Steve Courson.
It was Charles Schwartzel. In tennis singles grand slams, men must win the most of how many sets? Four or five?
Three.
Five.
It's five. Yeah, five, correct. Five. True or false? In the South African community rugby, it is now illegal to have a latcher on the ball carrier prior to contact?
To ever.
It's illegal to have a latcher on the ball carrier prior to contact?
Pass.
We pass. It's true. Who's the 2024 Springbok head coach?
Rossi.
Correct. Yes. How many swimming strokes are swum at the Olympics?
Too many.
Four.
Correct. Which town hosts the annual APSA Wilderklaver Festival?
Kimberley.
Correct. How many AFCON titles has South Africa won?
One.
That's correct. True or false? By law, rugby poles must be positioned 5.5 meters apart.
Yes.
It's false. It's 5.6. That's a tricky one. So that is six.
Oh.
Six correct. Puts you on the leaderboard as the second highest score we've had.
Good.
The high score is seven, so you were right up there. I think that was some nice teamwork because we covered a couple sports there. But guys, thank you so much for joining me on the Super Sport Schools podcast today. And we're all looking forward to Wildeklaver. So thank you so much for being with me today. Remember, this has been the Super Sport Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. I'm Alex White, and we have a new show every Wednesday at 7 o'clock right here on Super Sport Schools Channel 216. You can also find the podcast to listen to wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., and listen on the Super Sport Schools website, app, and YouTube. Wildeklaver, the apps of Wildeklaver, is going to be live on Super Sport Schools app, website, and channel 216. It's at the start of May. Make sure you tune in for that. I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye-bye.
This has been the Super Sport Schools podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.